Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from Jesus' mouth. And he says in John chapter 14, verse 18, I will not leave you orphans, or I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I like that. I will come to you. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the Holy Spirit's ministries is to lead us each day wherever our Heavenly Father desires us to best represent Him. When vital decisions must be made, the Holy Spirit can open the Scriptures to us and illuminate our minds. By this faithful guidance of the Holy Spirit, we come to love and follow the will of God for our daily living. Many of our troubles occur because we fail to take counsel from the Holy Spirit and the Bible. Instead of first praying and seeking guidance, we act and then ask God to bless our actions. We must learn this beautiful lesson continually, that effective Christian living is totally dependent upon an awareness and appreciation of the Holy Spirit's intimate presence in our lives, and we must have a willingness to be directed and led by Him. Bible says in Romans 8:14 that those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. And therefore the Lord anticipates and expects that we will take the help of the Holy Spirit, ask Him to lead us today, to guide us. The Bible also says the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So let the Holy Spirit order your steps. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, guide you, direct you. And I promise you, when He leads you, directs you and guides you, you will never fail, you will never falter, because our God knows our end from the beginning. What is going to happen by the end of the day, He knows it. And He will bring it to pass. He'll orchestrate success all around you. And that's what He desires. Hallelujah. And I like what Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. And what He did, that when He went up and He ascended into heaven and He sat on the right hand of God the Father interceding on us, He sent the Spirit of God to be with us and in us and to live in us and to guide us. Praise be to Jesus for that. Hallelujah. So today, let's welcome the Holy Spirit and determine to be specially aware and be sensitive to the Spirit's guidance, even in the minute decisions and actions of the day. Thank Him for His promised presence, even into eternity. Hallelujah. Eternally, God is going to be with you and to bless you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are so grateful, O Lord, because you never fail, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, your word is truth. And Father, we thank you that, Lord God Almighty, that's what you did on the day of Pentecost. That, Lord, you gave us your word and you gave us your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the ministry of the Spirit today, that He lives in us, He lives with us, and He teaches us the word of God. And He inscribes the Torah into our heart and into our mind. And we want to say thank you for that, God. Lord God Almighty, today we want to honor you, we want to bless you by leading lives that are pleasing to you, holy unto you, because you are coming for a church that is holy, spotless, and wrinkleless. And we thank you for the ministry of your Spirit, who is there to help us lead holy lives unto you. Therefore, Lord, today we cooperate with your Spirit, and we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us and bless us. Our Father, today, as your people step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing upon them. Lord, I pray that the anointing of increase, anointing of blessing, anointing of prosperity, anointing, O Father, to break every yoke and every bondage will abound over their lives in Jesus' name. Grant them favor wherever they go, because you and your Spirit, they live in your people, O Father. And I pray that you'll bless your flock. I pray peradventure if anyone is sick in our midst. I release your healing. I release the power of God to flow into them. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, their bodies will be healed and be aligned to God's word in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, we love you, we worship you, we adore you, we magnify you, and we give you the praise. We humbly seek your face, O Father, and we pray that your name will be alone exalted, be glorified, and be magnified in our midst. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. And we all said, amen and amen and amen. God bless you and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.